Jen Sabella from Block Club Chicago with extremely local news. The new survey that we've been talking about transportation around here shows that the majority of Chicago area voters support merging the CTA, Metra, and PACE under one agency. Jen, what else does this survey tell us?
Good morning, Bob. Yes, some lawmakers and some clean jobs groups and transportation groups have been pushing the CTA, Metra, and PACE to all consolidate. It would eliminate some, you know, overhead expenses, and they say it would help bring more money into these agencies, which are very underfunded compared to other regional transit agencies across the country. So a report was released Wednesday showing 54% of respondents living in Chicago supported the merger. They surveyed 600 residents in total, so obviously just a fraction of people who actually live here. But yeah, they say that this survey shows that people want to see improvements here. It also shows that there are nearly 50% of CTA users say that they're not doing a good job. So that is a pretty bad number. And yeah, the people who support this say, by merging these agencies, they would be able to raise more money from both the state and federal government and just clear up some, you know, duplications and jobs at these agencies.
So if there is a change here and there's some kind of regional transportation authority, a new one established, it wouldn't be for a while, would it?
Yeah, this is very, very much in the early stages. So some people have been pushing for it for years. It has yet to really make a dent in Springfield. It doesn't sound like it has too much support. So surveys like this are kind of an effort to drum up that support.
Now to the news from Wicker Park, Barnes & Noble opening up. And this is the second one to open in Chicago this year. And this is a great location, isn't it?
It is a beautiful building. I remember when Walgreens moved into this building right at the corner, at the six corners of Wicker Park at 1601 North Milwaukee Avenue, this gorgeous old Knoll State Bank building. There was a beautiful vault, which at Walgreens was a vitamin vault, but Barnes & Noble will likely have some books in there. They open next week on Wednesday. They're going to have, you know, all the things, the books, the records, the toys. It'll be a huge location for them. They're really promoting it. They're doing some grand opening ceremonies on Wednesday. It is just a gorgeous building. So I feel like a bookstore is kind of a good fit because you can sit in there and read a book and take in the architecture. Though some area bookstores have not been thrilled that a bigger, you know, company is moving in. Barnes & Noble says, hey, we're a little bit different than your average neighborhood bookstore. Offer all different kinds of things like games. So we'll see. There's been some, stores moving in and out of this space over the years. So looking for something that'll stick around for a while.
You can't have too many bookstores. And as much as I love the small Monpa independent bookstores, it's nice to have the Barnes & Nobles coming back, too. They opened at 651 West Diversey in Lincoln Park in May. That was the first one to open in the city since the Webster Place location closed in March of 2023 after 26 years in business. And lately, we've been hearing that those small bookstores, the independents, have been doing well, haven't they?
Yeah, I think that this is that's exactly what the Barnes & Noble folks say, too. They're like, hey, you can find, most people will just go wander into their neighborhood bookstore, pick up something, but you can get something specific at Barnes & Noble. The selection is just huge. So if you're looking for something a little wonkier, some nonfiction stuff, you'll be able to go in there and find it.
Yes, that is good news. In Logan Square, there's a project transforming a vacant lot into a plaza, and this is just underway now, isn't it?
They are just starting to brainstorm what's going to happen here. It's been, there is a huge overhaul happening in Logan Square. I was actually over there yesterday, and it is crazy. They are completely rerouting the entire circle in the main square area. And there is this lot that's been there since the Mega Mall was torn down in 2017 after 20 years. And right now it's just kind of a wall with some graffiti on it and some gravel and grass. So neighbors are like, what can we do with this to make it a community hub? So people are thinking about doing a park there, putting you know, different benches, making it just like a cozy place to have movies or dance events. So a lot of speculation is going into there. They're having one more community event where neighbors can weigh in on what they want to see there. So you can check our website if you want to get involved and submit your feedback for the project planning, because it will be up and running soon. They're hoping to have it finished by early 2027.
That sounds good. That's a busy corner, Logan Boulevard and Milwaukee Avenue. Also in Logan Square, there's a school with a lunch program, a vegan lunch program, and it's going well, apparently, isn't it?
Yes, I didn't even know about this, but in 2022, Illinois passed the first of its kind law that required schools to offer plant-based lunches if they're requested by students. So about 1,000 parents across the state have opted into this and asked their schools for these plant-based lunches. And this school in Logan Square, Chase Elementary, is the number one adopter of this vegan lunch program. They said it's going really well there, so they had a celebration this week to celebrate, 1 year of the program being in place. And just kind of to promote the healthier meals that are going into kids' diets thanks to this program. So, and just let more people know about it. Like I said, I work in the news and I didn't even know about it. So, you can, if your kid goes to school in Illinois, you can request a plant-based lunch, and the school is required to provide that option.
When I was at Roosevelt High School in the school lunchroom, we used to make fun of the hamburgers, and they were referred to by everybody as oatmeal burgers. Maybe they were. Maybe they were just ahead of their time in the Roosevelt High School lunchroom. I didn't know.
Exactly. They were vegan after all. Who knows what they were made of?
Jen Sabella of Lock Club Chicago. Thanks, Jen. Have a good day.
Thanks, Bob. You too.